This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama called this a good day for America. As the country digested news of Osama bin Laden's death, White House officials shared new details about the 40-minute raid on the bin Laden compound in Pakistan. The president and his top aides monitored the operation in real time from the Situation Room. Here's President Obama's top counterterrorism official, John Brennan.
It was probably one of the most anxiety-filled periods of time, I think, in the lives of the people who were assembled here yesterday. The minutes passed like days, and the president was very concerned about the security of our personnel. That was what was on his mind throughout, and we wanted to make sure that we were able to get through this and accomplish the mission.
NPR's Mara Liasson joins us now from the White House. And Mara, let's start with the latest news you're hearing on the killing of Osama bin Laden.
Well, what we know now, Michelle, is that a DNA analysis of the body has been completed. They are 99.9% sure they got their guy. We also know that the body of Osama bin Laden was buried at sea in accordance with Muslim burial customs. He was on the USS Vincent, and he apparently, an appropriate religious person was there. We also know that the White House wants to release photos at some time of the body. They don't want there to be any question that they have gotten Osama bin Laden, but they're waiting to figure out how and when is the best time.
And more details are coming out. The White House is providing a great deal of information about this operation. What does all of this tell us about President Obama and his leadership?
Well, this is an extraordinary story that they have to tell. It's a success story about military and intelligence operations, and they want it known. We got a lot of details about how the president and his top security aides watched the operation in real time, the extraordinary moment when one of those helicopters failed, when all of them were thinking about Desert One, Jimmy Carter's failed hostage rescue operation, and Black Hawk Down, two other helicopter failures in the past. It worked out okay. They were able to abandon the helicopter and continue. The Navy SEALs were. But what John Brennan said today, he said this was one of the gutsiest moves that he's ever seen a president make. In other words, the president took a big risk. He could have bombed the compound. He didn't want to. He didn't want to have a lot of rubble. He wanted to have an actual body so he could prove he got bin Laden. He took a big risk. It worked. And this is a big boost to the president's leadership stature.
What does it mean for his foreign policy?
Well, it's interesting. He's been taking a lot of criticism for his foreign policy, that he wasn't leading, that he wasn't being tough enough in the Middle East. I think this improves his standing. But ironically, it's also going to increase the calls for him to move to pull U.S. troops out of Afghanistan faster. This is a president who doesn't want to declare mission accomplished yet. But he's going to have some pressure from his own party to do that. He's also going to get calls from Afghanistan and Pakistan. Leaders there are going to say, well, you got your guy. Now you can leave. I think the fact that he does look stronger and more successful will allow him to push back against some of those calls.
And the timing is so interesting. It happens in the wake of the White House releasing the president's long-form birth certificate, after the president spent an evening at the White House Correspondents' Dinner speaking jovially. What does this mean for the president here at home?
Well, it's interesting. Tonight, the president is going to have a social dinner with the bipartisan leadership of Congress and their spouses. It's a moment where he's been stressing his signature themes of unity. When he spoke yesterday, he called on the nation to remember how unified we were after 9/11. We've had these extraordinary headlines. Cheney congratulates Obama. Rush Limbaugh was congratulating Obama today. So this is a moment of unity. This is what the president's whole brand is about. And he's about to enter some high-stakes budget negotiations with the Republicans, where he wants to prove to the country that he can cross party lines. Whether this success will help him do that, we don't know. I do think it makes him a little bit stronger as he enters these negotiations.
Events like this can serve as a line of demarcation in an administration. Does it look like this might be that kind of line of demarcation or even a game changer?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be a game changer. the simple fact is this is going to dominate the news for quite a while, and that is good for President Obama. On the other hand, eventually this is going to fade away, and gas prices and the economy and the deficit are going to be the top issues for the 2012 election. I think this is very good news for President Obama. It might help him boost those personal attributes of leadership and decisiveness that the White House is very focused on. I don't think it's going to be a game changer in the end.
Mara, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's NPR National Political Correspondent Mara Liasson.